And getting finally closer to the subject of tonight's talk, I think our connectedness could help us a lot in our teaching meditation, as well as in learning it. I think we need to call on it at the moment, in fact, because I detect a certain disharmony. I see quite some discrepancy between teaching work, for example, done at centres, often by newer order members, but not necessarily, and what people can learn on retreats led by order members who aren't affiliated to any particular centre, like, for example, me. For example, someone coming on one of my retreats might learn the six-element practice. On Vasumitra's, they'll get perfection of wisdom-style dialogue. Or Viveka will teach them Dzogchen. Or Sri Sambhava will teach pure awareness. From Sona, they'll get Anapanasati in 16 stages, etc. And then they'll go back to their local centre and the poor local order member, who may be quite inexperienced, will have to deal with their perhaps rather specialised questions about meditation. Or even if the local teacher is very experienced, they may still know next to nothing about Dzogchen or Anapanasati. So I think this discrepancy really easily creates misunderstanding. Centre teachers can view these independent teachers as individualistic, ego-building, teaching very inappropriately to newcomers, just confusing them. And then the independent teachers can start resenting some centre teacher work because it can seem so limited, so lacking in perspective. It can look like meditation taught by the book. Forgive me for exaggerating the polarity somewhat. But there is an issue there, and when I first saw it, it really gave me quite a nudge. There have been other nudges as well. The main one, of course, being our huge process of review that's been underway since Bhante started passing on his responsibilities. For me, it was the FWBO files that started it all. Not the allegations about Bhante's behaviour, which we tried to address in the response, and all the anxious argumentation that's continued since then. No, it was another strand of allegation in the files that nudged my thinking. There was a particular area of criticism which we didn't counter very vigorously, as I recall. I think because it obviously contained some truth. And it was that question about the adequacy of Bhante's training. We all knew from his account that during his 20 years as a monk in India, Bhante had been self-trained to quite a large extent. And I don't think we minded that at all. Most of us disagreed strongly with the assumptions behind the file's criticism. We considered their author to be what we called a Tibetan fundamentalist, hung up on lineage and overly correct forms of Dharma transmission. We could see that Bhante had learned tremendously from his teachers and that he'd tremendous spiritual experience. He was clearly inspired by the Dharma in all he did, and that was enough. It was all he needed to be. That qualified him to teach us the Dharma, and it qualified us to practice it. I didn't need Bhante to have had the monastic training of a Tibetan tulku. It hardly seemed relevant. What made Bhante special was his unique place in the unfoldment of Buddhist history. I needed him not to be a monastic, but to, you know, have a brain like a planet, to be super articulate in English, and to have a deep and extensive and emotional understanding of both European and Buddhist cultures in tremendous depth. Other qualities were secondary. I needed also for him to be available and to teach abundantly, and he did all of that. Yet, I couldn't ignore the point that the files were making. This really was one of Bante's limitations. He'd been fortunate to know personally many eminent teachers, but he didn't get a thorough monastic or yogic training from his teachers. His training was much more self-acquired. He understood it deeply, reflected on it, and transmitted it with great integrity. And I think that is as good as anyone can expect from any one teacher. It's important to remember that Bante started the Western Buddhist order on his own. A Tibetan or a Vipassana group, for example, will have access to a very diverse range of experienced teachers. And that is what the Western Buddhist order has become. We're a very diverse range of teachers, aren't we?